Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
if for no other reason, just because of who you are, I worship you, Lord. If for no other reason, because you have brought me from a mighty long ways, and I know that, so I worship you, Lord. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, she'll give us a word of prayer. And as Evangelist Ursula, she's available to give us a word of inspiration today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from John 4, verses 23 and 24. It says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, thanking you for your word, Father God. We thanking you for those that are listening and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We're praying for each and every one. Lord, we just ask that you continue, Lord, to open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word of God, that we're able to share this word, not only share it, but be faithful and true to your word, Father God. Lord, be with each and every one. Bless our pastor as he continues to teach us the word of God, that we can understand it, Father God. And Lord, be with each and every one, no matter what they're going through, no matter where they are in their life, that they can worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for each and every one that have called in today. Those that are listening by internet, we pray that their hearts will be renewed, Father God, by your spirit, and that we will open up our hearts and our mind to your spirit and allow your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. Be with all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, those who are bereaved, those who stand in need of a healing, those who are praying for deliverance, and those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way. Lord, we thanking you. We thanking you. We can't thank you enough for all of your many blessings. Continue to have your way with each and every one of us. And we plead the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, that you will continue to protect us and keep us from danger seen and unseen. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. How everybody doing? Hallelujah. Father, I'm in Cal, and Jesus is Lord over my spirit, soul, and body. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Lord, thank you for declaring your plans for me to prosper and not to harm me. Plans to give me hope and a future. I choose to renew my mind to your plans for a healthy lifestyle. You have abounded toward me in all prudence and wisdom. Therefore, I give thought to my steps. Teach me knowledge and good judgment. My body is for the Lord. So here is what I want to do with your help, Father God. I choose to take my everyday ordinary life by sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before you as an offering. Embracing what you do for me is the best thing I could do for you. Christ the Messiah will be magnified and receive glory and praise in this body of mine and will be boldly exalted in my person. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's what we're trying to do is acknowledge Christ in our lives every day. And teaching others to do the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good word. Good motivational word. Listen, brothers and sisters, what she just said is what we're to do daily, daily, because it's a lifestyle.
Amen.
You don't pick what day you're going to praise God. No, I'm praising him all the time. All the time.
Amen.
For everything. Good, bad, and ugly. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, everything give thanks. So I got to thank him. Well, we're so happy to be on the lesson. I thank all of those from yesterday. I'm still chewing on a few things that was said on yesterday. But our subject is about putting on the new man. The new man is a resurrected man, a man that is after the righteousness of God. Remember Ephesians 4? Oh, by the way, we're going to start today also in Isaiah 62 and 1. That'll be our first scripture, Isaiah 62 and 1. And probably our second scripture will be 2 Corinthians 5:21. And I was looking over some things, and I don't know what order God is going to let me speak this, but in Ephesians 2:10, well, maybe 9 and 10, it'll be our third. So the first one will be over in Isaiah 62 and 1, and the second one, I think it's going to be in 2 Corinthians 5:21, and just hold on Ephesians 2:10 and 9. That might be the third one. But our subject has been taken from Ephesians 4:24. They were put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. And you know what, brothers and sisters? The moment that we justify or made right in Christ, our spirit became quickened, and it comes and confidence fill our hearts because we know the word of God is true. But I really want to look at the basis for this, okay? I want to go back and kind of check why God purposed his righteousness is going to be into all the earth. And I know a lot of times people think we're going to get righteous over there. I keep telling people, faith is now. You got to put that faith to works now. And so the first scripture is Isaiah 62 and 1. If you'd be so kind to read that, Evangelist Ursula.
Amen. 62:1. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamb that burns.
Amen.
And from the Message Bible, amen. Regarding Zion, I can't keep my mouth shut. Regarding Jerusalem, I can't hold my tongue until her righteousness blazes down like the sun and her salvation flames up like a torch. Amen.
Yeah, so I thought this really throwed a little light on the purpose of redemption. It throws light on righteousness. God have already decreed this stuff, man. His word got to be fulfilled. That's why he provided a way for righteousness in Christ Jesus. A lot of people say, oh, none is righteous but God. Man, they just want to be under condemnation. They don't know the redemption of the scripture. We should be teaching the Bible in light of redemption. Not in light of condemnation. We got to teach that God wants people to be right. God don't want folks to say, oh, well, you just old sinner. You're going to be in sin. No, that never was God's purpose. God's purpose was always to give light. God's purpose always give us life.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't leave Adam the way he was. He had to breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. That was God's purpose, is to give us life.
Yeah.
And so it is today. God's purpose is that he wants us to be like him and have that kind of righteousness. So when he says, for Zion's sake, if for no other reason, man, I wish I had time to just talk about Zion, why God had to do this. He said, I'm not going to hold my peace. I ain't holding it. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you can't hold your peace. You got to let people know what the word of God said.
Amen.
Can't hold your peace. I know you like them. I know your friends. I know your buddy. Just, hey, sometimes you can't hold your peace. You got to tell them, God want us to be right, man. God don't want us full of demons. God don't want us double-minded. A double-minded man receives nothing of the Lord. You can't walk around being double-minded. Well, one minute you're saved, the next minute you're not. No, either you save or you're lost. There is no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20. You either striving to be right or you striving to play Satan's little games. And I'm going to tell you, I want God's righteousness. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like God. God, I'm not going to rest. I'm not going to take it easy until righteousness, therefore, is bright. God wants righteousness in us to brighten out. Like that, I keep referring back to what Evangelist Ursula said. Brother and sister, let me tell you, you can't hold hand with the devil and God, because you can't be both of them. You're going to either be light or you're going to be in darkness. You can't walk both ways. It's just real plain and simple. He said, I'm not going to hold my peace until the hour comes when we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So when I read 2 Corinthians 5:21, I see that. God didn't hold his peace, and he's not holding it now.
Yeah.
So in 2 Corinthians 5:21, please read that.
Amen. 5:21, 2 Corinthians. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. How you ask, in Christ, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. Amen.
See, the righteousness, brothers and sisters, goes forth as a brightness of salvation. So when we think about the Holy Spirit, the new creation is as a lamp that burneth. If the Holy Ghost is really, you're burning. How true that was on the day of Pentecost. They couldn't hold their peace. God couldn't hold his peace. See, so 2 Corinthians, really, it tells us, we've been justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Not Jesus Christ now. That would have been the flesh, but this is the spirit. You're new. Your spirit was recreated, not your flesh.
All right.
Yeah, you can't feel righteousness. Righteousness comes through knowledge. It comes through faith. And if you start believing it enough, you'll start feeling it enough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you still got some old stuff up in you. You still got, I want to call it afterbirth. You still got some of that old stuff. You get rid of that. You're kind of new now.
Come on, say
you
it.
You got to let go. So you're being washed by the blood of the Lamb. Remember, we're a new creation. I wish I had time to talk about the process you go, when a baby come out. What it happened? Why you think they hurry up and clean them baby? Get that old stuff off of it. Well, that's what the word of God does. Then you get in that word, and it's that old stuff going to get out of you, because the knowledge is going to show you that you're in Christ now. You're God's righteousness. You're in his presence. Matter of fact, you're going to learn something else. And this is awesome. If you don't get this revelation right here, you're going to be shown a blessing in your spirit, man. He have made him to be sin. Not going to. He have done this already.
Yes, he has. Thank you, Lord.
He made him. Why you? That's why Jesus was sin. He was made weak for our weakness. He was made failure for our faults. He was made sick for our sickness. He was made unrighteous so we could be righteous.
So
he took on our unrighteousness. He paid the bill. I always look at it like this, and if you ever get this revelation and just really stick with it, you'll see it. I am not, I don't have a car note now, but I used to have one. My mortgage, I'm not going down there and pay my mortgage bill if Evangelist Ursula didn't pay it this month. And I'm not going to pay it next month. If Pastor say, well, I got it, I'm paying it. I mean, how ignorant do I look to be trying to pay that when it's already paid? My water bill paid. They paid it. That's to me, that's stupid. When you're going to be trying to pay it, it's paid. Now, you need to be doing something else. You need to be going forward with something else, with the redemptive work. And that's where Ephesians 2:9-10 come in. Ephesians 2:9-10. But remember, he made, and we'll read that in a moment, as soon as you find it. He made Christ to be everything that bad in our life so we could become everything good in the eyes of God. So after he had put all that away, put all that stuff away, when Christ, he had to satisfy every claim of justice. So he made alive. He made righteousness alive in us. He made the spirit of life come back alive in us. So then by this new birth, we were made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In the Message Bible, saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No. We neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise you know, that God. First man was created through that dust, which is the waste from dirt. But the second man created out spirit. He recreated our spirit, the Bible says. But in all God, and God did this stuff. He did this. Not works, because any man should know, for we are his workmanship. So we're looking at a, and I tell people all the time, I know I'm progress from where I was. And I know I'm still, God's still working on me. I'm still in that process. I'm not what everybody says. I'm pressing toward that mark of excellency, and I'm aiming it, and I'm pushing. But I'm not going to say, I'm not who God say I am. I'm not going to say that. Because then I'm calling the Bible a lie. I'm saying, no, Lord, you ain't made Jesus to be sin. Well, why'd he hang on the cross? If he wasn't sin, why'd he hang on the cross? Salvation came when he got up. Because he's been like any other man. But he became that lamb that was slain for us. God could have easily, he could have did that a whole different way. But he allowed Jesus to be slain as a lamb. Because that was one of the requirements. Well, I mean, it thrills me. It thrills my heart when I know that God has put a righteousness in us that's not of ours, but is of his. To me, that's thrills my heart when I think that man has no glory in it. And it thrills me because I know man can't get the credit. Oh, I'm the one that baptized you. I'm the one that led you to the Lord. You've been under my ministry for years, years, years. See, man always trying to get the credit. Let me tell you, brother, sister, it is all because of God. It is the grace of God that unveiled to us the knowledge of God. It is the love of God mightily exercised to set us right. It was God's grace. So every time the enemy would throw a claim, God slapped grace on him. Put a little grace there. Grace is that unmerited faith. You can't work for it. And it takes care of everything. Grace is the only thing can make wrong right. Ain't nothing else can make wrong right but the grace of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whatever you're dealing with, God can use grace to wash it away. Yeah. Where everybody was trying to hold your past on you, God took grace and just smoothed it out. It get rid of wrinkles. A lot of times I think about grace as penicillin. You used to go to the hospital, the first thing they give you, one of them cillin. Ampicillin, penicillin, they know that. That'll take care of it. Whatever going on. Well, I look at grace as whatever you need in your life, God said, there's some grace for it.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That song, it was amazing.
Thank
See, when you,
you
get
Lord.
The understanding of 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, we're going to read that. How about 1 Corinthians 1 and 30? And 31, too. Read both of them. Read 1 Corinthians. Well, then that's in Romans 8. But in 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, read that, please.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Amen. That as it is written, he who glorifies, let him glorify in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thing that we have. Right thinking and right living, a clean slate, a fresh start, comes from God by way of Jesus Christ. That's why we have the saying, if you're going to blow a horn, blow a trumpet for God. Amen, amen.
Awesome.
Praise
God. It's about Christ, brothers and sisters. Righteousness, you can look no farther than say, you know what? But of him, Christ, who God made unto us, listen, wisdom, his righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
Yeah.
All this is from God. Can I say that just one more time? All this is from God. So when man start bragging about who he is and what he is and how many titles he got and all of this. I want you to tell him to go to hell, but he might think you're cursing, and you're not really. You're telling him that's where that myth is in hell. It ain't in you. Yes. Our source, the reason for our, I want to say personal conviction, our relationship with God, had nothing to do with man. Our relationship with, or our union with God, or our identification with Christ, is a result of God doing this. He made Christ to be sin for us, so we could be like him.
Thank you,
that's
Lord.
That's the part I want. That he made us to be like him. But
thank you, Lord.
Do you have any comments on any subject? Please do so now or forever hold your peace. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 19 to 22. And I'll be reading it from the King James. Also from the Message Bible, it says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. By man came death. By man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. And then from the Message Bible, if corpse can't be raised, then Christ wasn't. Because he was indeed dead. And if Christ weren't raised, then all you're doing is wandering about in the dark as lost as ever. It's even worse for those who die hoping in Christ and resurrection because they are ready in their grave. If all we get out of Christ is a little inspiration for a few short years, we're pretty sorry. I'm sorry. We're a pretty sorry lot. But the truth is that Christ has been raised up, the first in a long legacy of those who are going to leave the cemetery. There is a nice imagery in this. Death initially came by a man, and resurrection from death came by a man. Everybody dies in Adam. Everybody comes alive in Christ. But we have to wait our turn. Christ is first, then those with him at the coming. The grand consummation, when after crushing the opposition, he hands over the kingdom of God, the Father. Amen, amen. So the part I like about that, it said that in Adam, we all died, but now in Christ, we are alive. Amen, amen.
Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like the fact that the Lord gives us our own choices and gives us to the desires of our own heart, and it's up to us to choose blessing or cursing. He said, I leave it in you. It's up to you. You know, we can't blame nobody but ourselves if we continue to walk in the flesh and not in the spirit. It's our choice.
Amen.
You know, I like the fact that in the word he always say, however, and because, you know, so because of the way that he had it written, it's like it's on me. You know, I can't blame nobody if I go to hell, you know, because it's clear. The Bible is clear directions and instructions on how to live a successful life. So choose life and not death. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all. I just want you all to know God is satisfied with what he did in his new creation. You got some friend may not like it, but I agree with Evangelist Urshan. God is satisfied with what he did. Now, either you can accept it or you can reject it.
Amen.
Spelled it. You're applying to me. You know, either you're in the Adam spirit or you're in the spirit of Christ. You got to be in one or the other. And thank y'all so much. I'll keep my granddaughter lifted up in prayer as well. She's had to just bind up some things. You know, sometimes people get overexcited and the enemy make them think crazy stuff. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can bind that mess up. And it's a done deal.
That's right.
But I just thank God he was able to graduate from college today. And
thank you, Lord.
So,
amen.
I just thank
for
God. You know how the enemy wants you to think differently. But let me tell you, brothers, we have non-Christ, and that is so important. I'm telling you, God spoke this to my heart, and he told me. And then I found it in the Word, too. God told me that he is satisfied with work in the new creation. He's satisfied with the substitutionary work he did in Christ. Matter of fact, God said everything I did was good and very good. God is really happy about his new creation. Now, why don't you just join and be just as happy as God is and not be ashamed to call him Father of the new creation.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed to call him who he is and what he is. And for no other reason, I praise him. So I thank you all. Have a great weekend. Thank you all for the review on Sunday. Praise God.